So how was your weekend?
It was great. I emceed the Runway for Hope.
Yes.
For the New England Breast Cancer Alliance. And it was.
So, and all the models were breast cancer survivors, right?
Yes.
Very powerful.
And by models, I mean, of course, they're models, but it's not what you think of as a runway. These women, like, so the theme was fire and ice.
Ooh.
And every woman had to create their own costume.
Oh.
Out of cardboard, out of tulle, out of.
Oh, wow. I thought they had, like.
No.
Designer stuff that wow, so they made their own. It's like Project Runway.
It was like Project
Drag Race, yeah.
One woman loved Christmas, and so she had a Christmas tree on the back and chestnuts and a fire on her ya-yas. And she she came out throwing mistletoe, and everyone had a walk song that would go with their costume.
Wow.
And performed on the runway. It was, I think there was like, don't quote me, but I think there was like 45 women.
Wow.
It was a long night, but but every single woman was impactful. And so even though it was a long night, it was just so important. Like every single woman who came out was just like,
wow,
you know, it was a tearjerker and what they've gone through. And some women, I just have to say this. There were some women who, you know, a lot of women had a double mastectomy.
Sure.
But there were two women, I think there were two women that said that they chose to go quote flat and just be themselves. And they came out with very little on top and just worked it.
Wow.
And was like saying, like, I don't need boobs to feel like a beautiful woman. And it was really impactful. It was a really, really great night.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
What a cool thing. I mean, we do a lot of different events to raise money for, you know, for Maine Cancer Foundation or for, you know, specifically breast cancer organizations like this, the Breast Cancer
Alliance.
But that's I've never heard of something like this. That's so cool.
It's the second year. And the first year, the first year they said, so this year was at Holiday Inn by the Bay. The first year they said it was, I feel like it was like at a Legion Hall or something. It was just like, you know, let's see what happens. This year it was professional lights, sound system, runway. I think there was close to like 500 people there. They raised $61,000.
Oh my God.
It was legit.
Wow.
And I was emceeing, and there were a lot of words. A lot of words, ladies. And every lady was very specific. At the end, I wanted to be like, look, I get it. I'm trying.
Right. You know? Can a girl get a bottle of water over here?
Blake, I'm not kidding. There were times I felt like all the muscles in my face just stopped working, like towards the end.
Well, any like when you're doing something like that and it's emotional,
right?
Especially when you're smiling. Like I feel
yes.
like you know, like at the end of a night when you're out with friends and you're just having a great time,
mm-hmm.
or if you're doing like a meaningful event like this and you're just using your face a lot.
Yes.
By the end, it's like your cheeks are sore. You know.
Yeah, I couldn't. I noticed myself towards the end not physically being able to smile.
Oh, yeah.
Because each woman had a paragraph, and it was a good set. Ladies, next year we're gonna skim this down. We're gonna edit this down, okay? but still, towards the end, I mean, think of like 45 legit paragraphs, right?
Right.
So towards the end, I could feel my face not working any longer, and me thinking like, you know, there's probably pictures being taken, and I don't want to be in the background somewhere with the RBF. Because Sure, I was tired, but I wanted to be there, but I couldn't physically show it.
By model number 40, Kelly looks pissed. She's like,
I did. I could feel it.
God, I'm ready to go home. They're like, wow, she doesn't want to be there.
I'm like, gargling water while the women walk down, popping Altoids, anything to wake this face up. Oh, my God.
She's like, does anyone have an extra Adderall?
but no, it was great. It was awesome. So, yeah, $61,000.
Wow,
second year that they did it.
That's amazing.
It was the women who put Jen, one of my friends who put this together, is on the board. It's crazy what they've done.
Yeah, what an empowering.
Yeah, thing.
That runway was huge that you sent me. I was like, wow, this is no joke.
I wasn't expecting it. I walked in and there was my big face like on a projector, and then and I'm like, oh God, this is not what I was expecting. Okay, this is the thing. Let's go.
You just see you by the end and you're like starting to get self-conscious. Do I look happy right now or not? Look, I'm happy up there.
Yeah. Okay. Keep this up there, okay, Carlton? Keep it up there.
The way you just described it, there's a projector with my big face. It's like the wizard from like the Wizard of Oz.
I did. They announced
welcome. They're all great and powerful. Carlton.
I did. I was like, all right, this is awkward, everybody, right? Like, this is uncomfortable for me as it is for you.
It's like the moon.
Like, this doesn't have to be so large.
Oh,
this,
my God.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Wow. Well, good job, ladies. $61,000.
Yeah. Yes. So awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I did not raise any money. We had a low-key weekend with
good
the kids,
you.
Which was kind of nice.
Yeah, good
yeah,
for
the
you.
Most exciting moment was a trip to Hannaford when we sent Tim inside to do the list.
Uh-oh.
And then we stayed outside, and I opened the top of the Jeep, and the kids said hello to everyone walking into Hannaford. And for some reason, they decided they were British and called everyone mate.
Oh, hello, mate.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how many people will turn around and wave back. That was the extent of our
That's exciting.
Exciting weekend, yeah.